Hello,
Blog
guys.
Talk Radio.
Hello, guys. How are you doing? This is Nicole Sassy Tech, Girl Harvey. Real quick, one, I want to thank everyone for tuning in. And if you came in via the description, we do have a special guest in the house today. And for his annuity, we're calling him Monty Moore. Yay. Mr. Monty Moore is in the house. So real quick, after making a post saying you should think about your 401k now that the election is over, I was flooded with inbox messages and text messages. By flooded, I mean my two cousins text me. But anyway, again, I am Nicole Sassy Taker Harvey. You're listening to the Just Sassy Show. Today's show is titled Let's Talk 401k, IRA, and More. The title speaks for itself. And what we're going to basically talk about is to better understand 401k, IRA, and retirement. We'll talk with Mr. Monty Moore, who works for a Fortune 100 financial company. He is my go-to when I need information on what should I do regarding my own coins. Since this show is 30 minutes, let's get started. And you know I'm a rambler. So before we get started, I just want to say hello, and I miss all of my faithful followers. And by faithful followers, I mean, again, those two cousins. But anyway, I know you guys haven't heard from me in over 3 years. And so I also want to welcome my new audience, my new followers. Brief background. Again, I'm Nicole Sassy Tech Girl Harvey. I originally started the Blog Talk Radio Show to talk technology, to assist and inform you guys of PC-related stuff. Well, since then, I created, designed, edited, and published my first issue of the Sassy Tech Girl magazine with Blair Christie was my cover story. Again, that's not what today's show is about. We can talk all about that at a later date. So let's get started. Mr. Monty Moore, first, just tell us a little bit about you other than your name and your company, because I like to get your information and I don't want you to get fired.
Good morning, everyone. I've been in the financial industry for about 11 years now, with two different jobs. Right now, I am working at a firm that does specialize in 401ks. So I do have a little bit of information that I could pass on, and hopefully that you can take advantage of with this show.
Cool. So I know for me, and again, I'm a blonde, so can you, like, explain to the blonde, me, what is a 401k?
A 401k is an employer's benefit. Your 401k is something that your employer decides to, you know, have for you for your retirement. The employer also gets their advantages from it as well. For them to pay a company to provide you a 401k, they get some incentive as well. A lot of times what they do, to be nice, they will match some of your contributions through your 401k. Now, just because it's your 401k that you're putting money onto doesn't entitle you to that money immediately. There is the aspect that this is for retirement. So when you're putting money into this, you need to think of it that way, that this is for retirement. This is not something that is immediate. This is not something that, hey, if I need it, I can go touch it. Some companies don't allow that. Some companies do. So it does depend on what employer you're working for. Now, when you have a 401k, it is invested.
Okay.
A lot of times when you have a 401k, it's invested in different types of funds, whether it be stocks, bonds, or money markets. Now, for the company I work for, I know that for a fact that there's not a way to invest it in a cash position where you can take it out of the market. That's something that you can do if you're investing personally, like into an IRA or just into a liquid account altogether. But as far as your 401k, it's normally invested. Now, there are some type of funds that will allow you to be somewhat out of the market, but it's still fluctuating.
Okay, so I just want to ask this quick question. And
yes,
I understand there, this is a perk or a benefit they're offering to us. Why is it I can't take the money out? Whenever I want to, I put my money in. How come I can't? And I'm playing the devil's advocate. I'm not.
That's a good question. I mean, I understand that. I get that question a lot. So here's the thing. For your employer to make this a benefit for you, they have to follow ERISA, IRS, and in the Department of Labor guidelines. And now, in saying that, your employer allows you to have this benefit and for you to enjoy, say, for retirement, but everybody higher up than your employer is wanting this for your retirement, and they want to help you retire, because as we know that Social Security may not be there for us moving forward. That's a possibility that America won't be able to afford Social Security. Even though we're looking at this as, hey, I'm putting my money, my hard-earned money into this, what's the purpose? I may not even make it to retirement. Okay, yes, that may very well be true. But in order for you to do this now, if you're making a decision now to do this, in order for it to stay that way, your employer must make those restrictions in order to keep it a benefit. So the benefit of a 401k is it takes money away from your paycheck. So if you make $60,000 a year and you put $10,000 into it, you just made $50,000 a year. Take it right off the top. It's not being taxed, and it's taking away taxes for you. So you want that benefit because you don't want to be in a tax bracket of $60,000 a year. You want to be in a tax bracket of $50,000 a year. That's your point. That's one of your perks for contributing to this. So in order for it to stay that way, the employer must put restrictions on it, because if they allow you to take it whenever you would like to, then the IRS, Department of Labor, and ERISA will then say, well, this is not a 401k, this is a savings account. Everybody in the company that has contributed, you are no longer receiving that benefit. So your income for that year, actually, not your income for that year, whatever your balance is in that account will now be taxable and will be earned income. So it ties the hands of the employer and the financial institution that's holding the funds. Because if the government reviews that account and says that
it's like they can't track it, or they can't. I get you.
If it's not qualified to be a retirement account, they're going to make it where it's not a retirement account, and then everything is taxable. So if you over the years you've contributed $100,000 to it, guess what? You just earned $100,000 in 1 year.
Oh, okay. So me saying, because I'm the sassy tech girl, I just want to start an account and put money in, and this is my 401k, it doesn't work like that, right?
Correct. It does not. You are allowed to invest how you want it. And there are exceptions to the rule. Like I said, there are companies that will allow you to take some money out. They may allow you to take some of the company's money out. Some of the money that they have put in, they may allow you to take that prior to you reaching 59.5. They may allow you to take just what you put in prior to 59.5. There are certain rules that they will be exceptions to getting it out early. Also, if you have some financial hardship that the IRS deems as a hardship, they will allow that to be a reason for taking money out. And normally, you want to keep the paperwork that you have to show proof of why this is a hardship. Also, a lot of times, because there is a big stipulation with getting money out as far as a withdrawal, They will allow you to borrow the money from your 401k.
I got you. Okay, cool. So I guess my next question is, I'm going to ask it anyway. So let's talk the difference between, because I hear all these terms, and again, I'm from South Fort Worth, so technically I really don't know what they mean, but I think I know I need to know them at 43, if that makes sense. So we've talked 401k. Then what is the difference between a 401k and an IRA account?
The difference is who's money it is. So a lot of times people say, I put the money in, so it's my 401k. Well, in actuality, it's not your 401k. When you look at your 401k, when you pull it up, when you see it, it's the company I work for, 401k plan. So let's say you work for Bell Helicopter. When you look at your plan, when you get a statement, when you do anything, when you look it up online, it says Bell's Helicopter's 401k plan. And because it says that, it's their plan. But when you look at your IRA, it's going to be your IRA. You started it. You chose to start it. It has less restrictions on it. Now, just because it has less restrictions on it doesn't mean, hey, I'm going to just choose to put it into an IRA. Again, the government wants you to have a 401k. Your employer is giving this as a benefit for you. The reason it is a benefit for you is it allows you to put more into it than you would into an IRA. The limit for an IRA is $4,000, $5,000 if you're under the age of 50, $6,000 if you're over the age of 50. Into a 401k.
Wait. So you mean to tell me I can only put $4,000 at a time, or like $4,000 a month? Explain that to me.
In a year. In a year. In a given year.
In a year?
You're only.
What?
Yes, in a given year. In the year 2016, you're allotted $5,000 into an IRA and $6,000 if you're over the age of 50 into an IRA in a given year. Now, you may contribute more than that, but what's going to be counted for you as far as making that benefit where it's tax deductible, it's going to be $5,000 if you're under 50, $6,000 if you're over 50. And also, if you are eligible to contribute to a 401k, it's going to be even less than that. So just saying, I'm going to close my 401k. I don't like this. I don't like being unable to touch it. I'm going to start just using the IRA. Fine, do that. Mm-hmm. But remember, you're losing that benefit when you do. You will not, that when you go to do your taxes and you want to reduce your taxable income, one, your 401k allows you to reduce your taxable income up to $18,000 if you're under 50 and up to $23,000 if you're over 50. If you have that eligibility for a 401k, they're not going to even acknowledge that full $5,000 and $6,000. $5,000 and $6,000 is for you if your company does not offer you a 401k. I know it's upsetting for some people to look at this and say, it's my money, I want to touch it. Whenever I need it, I want to do that.
Right.
Here's where you need to sit down and look at yourself, look at what you're needing. Maybe you can reduce your percentage that you're contributing to your 401k by 2% and take that other 2% and put into a savings account that you don't normally touch. And save that for when you need it, because your 401k is not a savings account. Your 401k is a valuable benefit. When you look at the end of the year and you're looking at a tax return, that could be the difference in you getting money back and you paying the IRS.
Your tax
bracket doesn't change throughout the year based on you contributing to your 401k. Your tax bracket is based on what your employer says you make per paycheck. So when you come at the end of the year and you said I made this much, well now you help yourself in getting a tax return. And that's what's hard for some people to grasp is, where is this benefiting me now? If you contribute now, it helps you with your tax return because you made less income. than you were forecasted.
Okay.
You've been paying taxes all year out of your paycheck. And also, when you take money out of your 401k, you're wondering why am I paying taxes on it? I stayed in this 401k until I was 70 and a half. Why do I have to pay taxes on it? Well, if you did not put money into it, guess what you were going to do? You were going to pay taxes on it. It's another difference between an IRA and a 401k. When you pull money from your IRA, you can say, do not take out any taxes right now. I'll take care of that at tax time. Fine. It's all well and good. Here's all your money you want for that withdrawal. When you pull it out of your 401k,
right,
immediately, it's going to be taxed immediately. It's going to be withheld.
So my question is, are you getting double penalized if you take money out of your 401k early? Meaning, you're getting taxed off of it up front, and then when income tax comes, it rolls into income, right?
Correct. It goes into income. So it adds to your gross income for the year, and you pay a 10% penalty. So, yes, if you take it out early, it is additional penalties. The same goes with an IRA. You still have those penalties with the IRA. You just don't see it up front. Unless you choose
to. So now that my head is hurting, talking about 401k and IRAs, which is still very good information because it makes me, the sassy tech girl, realize that she need to get her stuff together. But so in the event, what me being 43, I know I look 21. Shut up, be quiet. But seriously. Me being 43, and if I'm thinking in my mind that I want to look to retire, say, at 50 instead of 63 or 64, so that means I have 7 years to really get together or to really think about what I need to do. In looking at retirement, because a lot of us in my age bracket, because we came from the New Jack City era, we survived the 90s, we really were not that serious under the Clinton administration, the Bush, we were angry, Obama, we was just cooling it. So now that Trump is in house, it's time to really start getting our grown woman, our grown man on and think about what are we going to do for ourselves for the future. So with all that being said, I'm wrapping all that up to talk about retirement. What do I need to be thinking about for my retirement? Whether it's at 50 or 60, what do I need to do to prepare myself that Social Security is going to go away? How do I help myself?
So you need to look at what you're going to receive if you retire. Whether you're going to receive a pension, whether you're going to receive a retirement check from your company that you're working for, or if this is going to be solely your 401k. If it's solely your 401k, your bulk needs to cover you for however long you think you're going to need it. And in doing that, you can set up either one or two things you can do. If the 401k that you have allows you to set up what we call a systematic withdrawal, this is where you can tell the financial institution that's pulling the money, that's doing this for you, that you want such amount to come out ever so often, whether it be quarterly, monthly, annually, however. If your plan allows you to do that, you can set that up. If it doesn't, you may want to move it over to an IRA at that point. You can roll over. That does not have any other effect. So your taxes, it will be coded as such that you did a rollover. So there's no concern, even if you're sent the check, there's no concern that this is going to be taxable and create additional income as long as you're rolling it over. So in the purpose of rolling it over is so you can tell that IRA company, hey, I want partial withdrawals ever so often. So I want to replace my monthly income.
Or is that my current, or is that when I retire?
That's once you retire. It's once you retire and whatever you're needing to survive for that month. So like I said, if you have a pension, if you have some retirement coming from your employer, you can deduct that from what you're going to take from your 401k. And also compensate for that since you're – well, I'm going to also tell you something else. If your company allows you to do this, that systematic withdrawal I was telling you about, if that systematic withdrawal is going to take you past 10 years, then you don't have to worry about that penalty. And you don't have to worry about the 20% either. It's going to be whatever percentage you choose. I'm sorry, it won't be. It will be whatever percentage based on the IRS tax table. So if you do the systematic withdrawal and your systematic withdrawal lasts longer than 10 years, it's going to be based on the IRS tax table for withdrawals. It's going to work similar to required distributions after 70 and a half. And what that is once you reach the age of 70 and a half, the IRS says, well, you had this money tax-free long enough, I want my tax money back. So you are required to take out money every year, required distribution. So that's based on the IRS tax table on how that's taxed. And so if you do a systematic withdrawal that lasts longer than 10 years, it's going to be based on that same IRS tax table, which is going to put into how many dependents you have, whether you're married or single, things of that nature.
Okay, I got you. So we have 8 minutes. We have 8 minutes left to this segment. So another thing I guess real briefly, if you we've already talked 401k, we already talked IRA, and we've briefly talked retirement. And again, Monty Moore, you're doing such an excellent job. My next thing is, can you just like appeal to the people as far as how important it is to have a savings and a backup, and how much do you feel that even if you have a decent job or whatever, how much savings you need built up at any given time? You know, what you think is the safe amount, you know? So go ahead.
Okay. So I can't tell you what's the safe amount for you. You want to look at one thing we suggest is 10 to 15% as far as what you save for retirement. 10 to 15% of your paycheck is what you should be contributing to your retirement. And that includes your contribution and whatever company match that's involved. So that's just a suggestion from a company standpoint. You have to look at your own situation. Everybody's different. Everybody, if your house is going to be paid off, then you may not need as much. If you're still going to have a mortgage, you may need a little bit more. If you want to retire and buy a new car, and you're gonna have it as a loan instead of paying it up front, then you may need a little bit more than someone else. So it's your own situation and what you think you may need money for and what monthly payments you're going to have outside of just the normal bills that are going to be for a lifetime, such as electricity, water, gas, you know, insurance, things of that nature. So you have to budget your own situation to see how much am I going to need from it, and then, as again, things that I mentioned before, whether you have a pension and also receiving retirement from your company. And if you're going to have a savings account, that also deducts. That either deducts from what you're going to take or it deducts from the time frame you're going to take it. So if you're going to have a savings account that you're going to use until you reach that 59 and a half where you stop getting that penalty, then that deducts from that time frame. So that's what I mean there. And then you can wait until I'm 59 and a half. And okay, I've already retired. I retired early. Retired before the retirement age. I have a savings account that's going to get me to 59 and a half. Now, once I reach 59 and a half, this is going to be my additional income. This is going to replace what I used to have in my savings account.
Okay. That makes sense. So even though it looks like we don't have any listeners, I do have a text message. So, and we have 4 minutes, real quick. That's eating into my comic time. But anyway, so what if, let's see if I can read it correctly. Hold on. Well, I'm not going to say what she said directly because she has cuss words, but what entitlement do my spouse have to my retirement if I plan on divorcing them soon?
Half.
You hear
half
that?
Of
half.
What, half of what was contributed during the time frame of the marriage.
Okay. She said even if he didn't, even if he now have a 401k for her to get half of, he still gets half of hers?
He can if he goes, if he pursues it. I have my own opinions about that, but the fact of the matter is that once you get into a marriage, the United States look at that as community property. So if you're going to be married to someone and you, and then it comes to a divorce, they are entitled to half of what you have contributed during that time frame. When they do not have their own 401k, that's when they look at it as more of a reason than less of a reason. Because we've all seen movies, we've all seen shows, we've all seen the court TV shows where they say, okay, I sacrificed this so you could do this. And normally, that is the female that says that. Rarely is it the male, but sometimes men say the same thing. So,
well, she just said she feels like Mary J. Blige right now.
So there is, the courts do look at this as equal. I have seen it where he got hers, she got his. I don't understand that. Why are y'all swapping this money? Sometimes he gets more, sometimes she gets more. Not because they were entitled to more, but because one of them had a higher contribution during that time frame. But that's what the courts are going to look at. If he or she pursues it, they will be entitled to it. And they're going to look at your statements, your contributions during that time frame, and they're going to provide half of what you contribute during that time frame, plus or minus gains and losses. Sometimes. And that's something you can fight for. I've seen it where they do not include gains and losses. They just give that set amount. Sometimes they do include gains and losses. That will be in your divorce decree.
Okay. I would definitely let her know because I can't read. This is a Christian show, and I can't read her text message. But good information for her. And since we now have 1 minute left, I want, don't yell at me. But anyway, I just want to, one, say thank you so much, Monty Moore, for coming on our show. And as Sassy Tech Girl magazine goes back into writing mode and publication, guys, you will get to read articles and ask questions to Mr. Monty Moore. Yeah, I just plugged him in. He don't even know it. But anyway, so again, I want to thank everyone who has tuned in via internet and who are on the call, that are listening to us. We very much appreciate it. And if you have any other questions for Mr. Monty Moore, please send them to me. I will get you a response, not his information. I know his voice is very sultry, ladies, but no. So anyway, again, thank you guys for joining in on the Just Sassy Show. Have an awesome day. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah.